Build your own automata kits ranked. Best wooden mechanical models 2026. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. The best build your own wooden automata and mechanical model kits in 2026 are U-Gears for precision and motion, ROKR for value and showpiece spectacle, timber kits for traditional cam-driven automata, and cabaret mechanical theater for genuine artisan craft. Let me start with the lie most sellers lean on. Half the 3D wooden puzzles marketed as automata are static sculptures with a token gear you crank twice and abandon. An automaton, a real one, is a machine that performs. It converts your hand crank into choreographed motion through cams, linkages, gear trains, and escapements. That distinction is everything, and it's why half the bestseller lists you'll find are useless to anyone who actually cares whether the thing moves or just looks clever holding still. I build these. I've jammed gear teeth against stationary frames because a laser cut ran 0-3 proud. I've watched a rubber band motor strip itself because the kit shipped one band and no spare. So I'm grading on what matters to a maker: how the parts fit, whether the instructions respect your intelligence, how long the build honestly takes, and above all, whether the finished thing moves well or just looks good static. Flattery is boring. I'll name each kit's worst flaw first, then tell you why it might still earn your bench. Four makers on this category, and they're not interchangeable. U-Gears is the precision house, tighter cuts, cleaner gear mesh, parts that just work. ROKR is the value and spectacle house, playable pinballs, light-up marble runs, cheaper but looser tolerances you'll occasionally need to sand. Timber Kits is the traditional automata house, cams and characters, mantelpiece stuff that actually performs a choreographed routine. Cabaret Mechanical Theater is the artisan house, where you're buying mechanism education from the people who curate the world's best kinetic art. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What actually makes a wooden mechanical kit good and how I rank them? Four things weighted in this order. 1. Does it move and does it move well? This is the whole game. A kit earns its rank on motion quality, smooth gear mesh, a crank that doesn't bind, a mechanism that repeats reliably instead of stripping after 10 cycles. A gorgeous static model with one decorative gear is a sculpture, and I rank it as 1. 2. Laser cut fit and tolerance. Plywood kits live or die on how tightly the parts seat. U-Gears holds the tightest tolerances in the category. Parts are smaller and more precise, and gears mesh with minimal play. ROKR fits asterisk correctly but with noticeable slop on some axes. You'll occasionally get a gear tooth catching a stationary edge, and you fix it with a few seconds of fine sanding. That's not a deal-breaker at ROKR's price, but you should. No, it's coming. 3. Instruction quality. Picture-only instructions are standard. U-Gears are dense but complete. ROKRs are generally clear but lean enough that builders routinely pull up online tutorials for the fiddly. Assemblies. TimberKit ships clearly photographed picture steps, but bring your brain because the mechanical logic isn't always spelled out. 4. Spare parts and honesty about build time. U-Gears is genuinely generous. Most critical components ship with extras because a snap plywood pin is the one way these builds die. ROKR is sparse. Only a few rare pieces are duplicated. On time, ignore the box. A 3-hour kit is 3 hours if you've built 5 of these. Your first one takes longer, and that's fine. Glue matters too. U-Gears, ROKR, and Woodtrick are press-fit no-glue parts clicked together via interlocking joints. TimberKits requires glue and rewards dry-fitting every linkage before commitment. Neither approach is better, they're different disciplines. Piece count is a vanity metric. Stop buying on piece count. A 538-piece kit isn't better than a 70-piece one, it's bigger. The U-Gears Theater has 70 parts and is a real automaton that tells a different story every crank. Plenty of 400-piece puzzles are static dioramas. Judge the mechanism, not the parts bin. Sand your gear edges before you panic if a gear binds on a budget kit. Don't assume you mees built. Pop the offending gear, run 400 grit lightly over the tooth faces and the bore, blow off the dust, reseat. 9 times out of 10 the jam was 0 tomb of laser char, not your assembly. Wax the axles with a candle stub while you're in there. ROKR versus U-Gears, which one should you actually buy? This is the only brand question most people ask, so here's the blunt version. U-Gears is the better machine, ROKR is the better deal and the better showpiece. U-Gears wins on everything mechanical. Parts are cut tighter, gears mesh cleaner, and the kits are designed by people who clearly love the asterisk motion asterisk. In direct head-to-heads, builders report the U-Gears mechanism running smoothly while the comparable ROKR locks up. 1. Widely cited comparison had a U-Gears truck operational while the ROKR locomotive got stuck. U-Gears also ships spare parts like it expects you to break one, you will. Where ROKR duplicates almost nothing. So why does ROKR exist on this list? 2 reasons. Value: ROKR's accurate enough laser cutting, clear enough instructions, and reliable enough fit land at a real price advantage. You get a satisfying build for noticeably less. Spectacle: ROKR makes the showpieces Yu-Gi-Oh's doesn't, the EG01 pinball machine, the big marble runs with light-up scoring, the music boxes. Nobody's Yu-Gi-Oh's shelf has a playable pinball table on it. The honest trade-off? With ROKR you're signing up for a little fettling. Some axes have too much play, some have gaps, and you'll occasionally reseat a gear or sand an edge to stop a jam. If that sentence makes you tense, buy Yu-Gi-Oh's and pay more. If it makes you reach for sandpaper with a grin, ROKR gives you more model for the money. My rule, first build or gift then Yu-Gi-Oh's, it'll just work, and working is what hooks people. Showpiece you want to brag about then ROKR, you're a tinkerer on a budget then ROKR. And enjoy the fettling. ROKR's looseness is a feature for makers, a bug for gifters. Everyone frames ROKR's slacker tolerances as a flaw. For a builder who owns a sanding stick, it's 20 seconds of fettling for a model that costs less and looks bigger. But never gift a ROKR to a non-maker expecting plug-in play. The one gear that needs a sand will end the relationship between your aunt and her new marble run. Gift Yu-Gi-Oh's. Buy your first kit from the brand, not the marketplace, whichever brand you pick. Order kit one from the maker's own store or a known retailer, not a random marketplace reseller. Counterfeit and old stock Yu-Gi-Oh's ROKR kits float around with warped plywood and missing spare bags, the exact two things that turn a fun build into a refund fight. The few dollars saved isn't worth a kit that fights you. What's the best automata kit for a complete beginner? Beginners get steered wrong constantly, pushed toward a 400-piece showpiece because it looks impressive in the photo, then drowned at hour 4. Don't. Your first kit's job is to teach you how plywood joints seat, how gears mesh, and how to read picture-only instructions while delivering an asterisk-finished moving thing before your patience runs out. Small and kinetic beats big and static every time. 70 parts is forgiving, the press fit teaches you the technique, and the payoff is genuine performance asterisk, not a static diorama. That's the hook that makes you buy a second kit. Note the discipline difference. Timber kits use asterisk glue asterisk. So you'll dry fit each linkage, check the motion, then commit. That's a real skill and worth learning early. Cheap, fast, genuinely educational. What I'd steer a beginner asterisk away from. The big marble runs and the pinball as a first build. They're brilliant, but they're long, fiddly, and a loose joint anywhere can stop the whole machine, frustrating before you've built the instinct to diagnose it. Dry fit everything on a glue kit on any glued kit, timber kits especially. Assemble the whole mechanism dry first, no glue, and turn the crank. Watch where a cam clips a follower or a linkage binds. Sand or trim it now while parts still move freely. Glue it only once the dry mechanism runs clean. Gluing first and diagnosing second is how beginners cement a jam permanently. Bring your brain, even to the easy ones. Timber kits builders consistently note the picture instructions are adequate, but you'll want to bring your brain along for the ride. And that careful dry fitting is what separates a smooth automaton from a sticky one. Treat the first build as a lesson, not a race. The mechanism rewards attention. Here's where the budget ladder tops out, and where you decide whether you want a model that performs or one that simply dominates a shelf. It's not a static trophy, you build a game and then you play it. The catch is the catch with all ROKR. 482 parts at ROKR's tolerances means you'll hit a few fiddly subassemblies where the instructions go thin and a joint needs reseating. Budget patience, keep a sanding stick handy, and don't rush the scoring mechanism. Tighter tolerances than the ROKR, a self-propelled mechanism. And that signature Yu-Gi-Oh's smoothness. These are the kits that convert a skeptic. The motion is clean asterisk. It's the rare kit where the mechanism is the function. Fair warning, the maker community has flagged. Some of these marble lifts are asterisk underpowered asterisk, and the manual cranks can struggle if any joint runs tight. Build clean, keep the track friction down, and they're mesmerizing. Build sloppy and you'll fight the lift forever. A static showpiece is just expensive shelf decoration. The showpiece is worth the money, earn it through motion. Pinball you play, a train that rolls, an instrument that plays, a marble run that runs. By the verb, not the noun. Underpowered lifts are the marble run gotcha across reviews and forum reports. The recurring complaint on motorized crank marble runs is the lift mechanism lacking torque. It'll run, but not always at the rate you expect, and tight joints make it worse. The fix is in your build. Minimize track friction, seat every joint fully, and wax the moving contact points. The mechanism is only as strong as your cleanest assembly. Cams, gear trains, and escapements, which mechanism should you build first? If you're choosing by what you want to learn and you should be, pick the mechanism, then pick the kit that teaches it cleanly. Cams and followers are the soul of traditional automata. A rotating cam and off-center or shaped disc pushes a follower up and down, converting your steady crank into the peck, wave, or bob of a character. This is timber kit's home turf. The drummer, the magician, the animal kits all teach cam-driven character motion. Start here if you want the mantelpiece automaton aesthetic, a little figure that does a thing when you turn the handle. Gear trains teach ratio, torque, and mesh, the engineering backbone. U-Gears owns this. Their gearbox and differential stem kits exist purely to put a working transmission and differential in your hands, and their vehicles, tractor, trucks, locomotives, are rolling geartrain lessons driven by rubber band motor with selectable gears. If you want to understand asterisk why the wheels turn, build a U-Gears drivetrain. Escapements, the TikTok regulator that meters a clock's energy release one controlled step at a time, are the advanced black belt. U-Gears makes pendulum and tower clock kits built around a real escapement. They're the most demanding mechanism in the category because timing depends on tolerances you can feel but barely see. Don't make this your first build. Make it your fifth after your hands know how a clean gear mesh feels. My honest sequencing: Cam Automaton Timberkits Beginner, then Geartrain Vehicle, U-Gears Tractor Theater, then Musical or Marble Showpiece Hurdy-Gurdy slash Marble Run, then Escapement Clock. Each one teaches a primitive, the next one assumes you already understand. Skip a rung and you'll blame the kit for a gap in your own technique. Build a mechanism ladder, not a wishlist. Resist buying the most impressive kit first. Sequence your purchases by mechanism difficulty: Cam, then Geartrain, then Escapement, so each build teaches the skill the next one needs. You'll finish more kits, break fewer parts, and actually understand what you built instead of just following pictures to a result you can't diagnose when it jams. Rubber band motors are consumables most U-Gears and Wood Trick self-propelled models run on a rubber band motor. Rubber perishes, it'll lose tension over months and eventually snap. Buy a few spare bands of the right size up front, the kit usually ships one or two. Where do artisan automata kits fit? Is Cabaret Mechanical Theater worth it? Above the mass market plywood houses sits a different category entirely. Artisan automata, where you're not buying a model of a thing, you're buying asterisk mechanism literacy from the people who curate the world's best kinetic sculpture. Cabaret Mechanical Theater is the name that matters here. They're the English organization that has mounted contemporary automata exhibitions worldwide for decades, and their kits are designed to teach you to build your own asterisk automata rather than assemble a predetermined one. The Automata Tinkering Kit 70-75 is a pegboard system, cams, cranks, followers, and linkages you arrange yourself to invent original mechanisms. That's a fundamentally different proposition from a U-Gears kit. Instead of one finished model, you get an asterisk toolkit for designing motion. Cranky Contraptions Tilde Pound 20 is the gateway, a crank-powered automaton kit that teaches the core primitive cheaply. Is it worth it? Depends what you're after. If you want a finished showpiece on a shelf this weekend, no, buy U-Gears or ROKR. But if you've built a few kits and you're starting to wonder how would I design my own, Cabaret is the best money in this entire guide. You're buying the education that lets you stop following instructions and start inventing mechanisms. The trade-off: these are less snap-together perfect plywood and more craft materials and ideas, so expect more hands-on shaping and less guaranteed precision. Fair, honest caveat for the budget-laddered shopper: a chunk of Cabaret's catalog is card paper automata, not wood, brilliant for learning mechanism on the cheap, but if you specifically want a asterisk wooden asterisk mechanical model, read the kit description before you buy. The tinkering and designing kits are the wooden mechanism core. The 10 pounds to 20 character kits are often card. The best kit eventually is the one with no instructions, the dirty secret of this hobby. The highest ceiling isn't a 500-piece showpiece, it's a tinkering kit with no predetermined result. U-Gears and ROKR teach you to follow. Cabaret's designing kits teach you to invent. Once you can build your own cam and linkage mechanism from a pegboard, every commercial kit becomes a puzzle you could have designed yourself. And that's when this stops being a hobby and starts being a craft. Read the material line before you buy artisan kits. Artisan and educational automata kits mix wood, card, and mixed media freely. If you specifically want a wooden mechanical model, check the materials in the description. A cardboard automata kit and a wooden tinkering kit both live under the same automata kits category. Great kits either way, but don't buy paper expecting plywood. Final verdict: buy mechanism and skill, not box art. Climb the ladder from there. A Timberkits Cam Automaton to learn glued linkages, a U-Gears hurdy-gurdy or steam train for clean mid-range motion, the ROKR EG01 pinball when you want a showpiece you actually play, and the Cabaret Tinkering Kit once you're ready to stop following instructions and design your own mechanisms. The brand rule in one line: U-Gears for the best machine and tightest fit, ROKR for value and spectacle, bring a sanding stick, Timberkits for traditional mantelpiece automata, Cabaret for the craft itself. Flattery is boring, every kit here has a real flaw, and everyone is still worth your bench if you buy it for the right reason. Frequently asked questions: ROKR versus U-Gears, which is better? U-Gears is the better machine, ROKR is the better deal and the better showpiece. U-Gears holds tighter laser cut tolerances, meshes gears more cleanly, and ships generous spare parts in head-to-heads. Its mechanisms run while comparable ROKR kits jam. ROKR wins on price and on spectacle, playable pinball, big light-up marble runs that U-Gears doesn't make. at the cost of looser tolerances that occasionally need a gear reseated or sanded. First build or gift, U-gears. Budget showpiece you'll tinker with, ROKR. What's the best automata kit for a beginner? Avoid starting with a 400-plus piece marble run or the pinball, their long and one loose joint stalls everything. Do these kits actually move or just look good static? It depends entirely on the kit, which is why this matters. True automata, U-gears theater, timber kits characters, self-propelled vehicles, U-gears trains tractor, wood trick, marble runs, and the ROKR pinball all genuinely move or play. Many wooden puzzle kits, though, are static dioramas with one token gear. Judge by the mechanism described, not the piece count, by the verb, not the noun. Do I need glue and do I need tools? U-gears, ROKR, and wood trick are press-fit no-glue parts click together via interlocking joints, and they're designed for no specialist tools, though sandpaper and candle wax help. Timber kits requires glue and rewards dry-fitting each linkage before you commit. Neither approach is better. Glue kits teach a different, more permanent discipline. Always have fine sandpaper on hand regardless of brand. How long do these kits take to build? Honestly, longer than the box says for your first one. Small automata like the U-gears theater run 1 to 2 hours, mid kits like the hurdy-gurdy 4 to 5 hours, big showpieces like the ROKR pinball around 12 hours, and U-gears trains a full evening or two. The stated times assume experience. Add a generous margin for your first few builds while your hands learn how joints seat. Why does my gear keep jamming or binding? 9 times out of 10 it's laser char or a fractionally proud cut, not your assembly, especially on looser tolerance kits like ROKR. Pop the offending gear, lightly sand the tooth faces and bore with 400 grit, clear the dust, wax the axle with a candle stub and reseat. The other common cause is a joint elsewhere not fully seated, which throws the whole train out of true. Build slow, seat everything fully. Are the big motorized marble runs worth it? They're spectacular kinetic theater when built clean, but the recurring honest complaint is the lift mechanism running underpowered, and tight joints make it worse. The fix is in your build: minimize track friction, seat every joint completely, and wax the moving contact points. Build it carefully and it's mesmerizing, rush it and you'll fight the lift forever. Worth it for builders, frustrating for the impatient. What's the difference between a wooden puzzle and a real automaton? A real automaton converts rotary crank input into choreographed, repeating motion through cams, linkages, and gear trains it performs. A wooden puzzle is often just a static model you assemble, sometimes with one decorative gear. The makers blur the terms in marketing, so read for the mechanism. Does turning the handle make something happen reliably and repeatedly? If yes, it's an automaton. If it just sits there, it's a sculpture. Is the premium cabaret mechanical theater kit worth it over U-gears ROKR? For a finished showpiece this weekend, no, buy U-gears or ROKR. But if you've built a few kits and want to design your own mechanisms, Cabaret's Automata Tinkering Kit, 70-75, is the best money in the hobby. A reconfigurable pegboard of cams, cranks, and linkages from the world's foremost automata curators. You're buying mechanism literacy, not a model. Just check materials, some cabaret kits are card paper, not wood.